At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony. This is Samuel from Ohio again. I was just following up. I did get cut off the last voicemail. So essentially what I had left off was my parents had ended up leaving that house, and they had owned another house they had purchased. They were planning on fixing it up and reselling it, but after a couple paranormal experiences in the previous one, they decided just to move into the house themselves. So they move into this beautiful house, and it's a queen and Victorian home, and it had hardwood floors and giant great building cabinets and woodwork that was all original. It was a gorgeous house. I had a friend, and his name was Curtis, and I was going to go to Curtis's birthday party, but my dad had to work kind of late, so he couldn't pick me up. So he said, you know, if Curtis's parents can bring you home, then yeah, you can go. So, you know, they talked to Curtis's parents, and they're like, yeah, no problem, we'll drop him off. So, my birthday party's over, and I'm getting ready to get in the car with Kurt and his parents, and his parents asked me where I live, and I told them the address, and they're like, whoa, you live there? And I was like, yeah, I do. And Kurt's dad said, you know, I lived there as a kid, that place is haunted. And I was like, okay, because like I had said, I didn't believe in ghosts at this point. So he's telling us about how there is a secret passage on the third floor, and that in the secret passage, you had to go into a closet, and there was a built-in bookcase in this closet, and if you pulled out one of the pieces of wood, then you could push back, and it was like a full little doorway. He was absolutely right. So if you pull out the middle bookcase thing, you can literally push the wood behind it, like the backing back, and you can pull out all the shelves, and then it's a doorway. You can go into like a hallway. And there was a couple like unfinished rooms in there. Well, my sister ended up moving back in with us after college, and she had lost her car keys and some things had ended up going missing. And we were talking about, you know, where they could be or all this stuff. And I had said, well, you know, Kurt's parents said that this place is haunted and Kurt's dad lived here. So maybe they're in the walls, in the secret passages. And everybody just kind of looked at me and they're like, what did you just say? So I had said, maybe they're in the secret passage. And they're like, what secret passage? I was like, the one in my room, it's in the closet. So my parents were like, what are you talking about? So everybody goes upstairs with me and I show them. And sure enough, my sister's car keys and a whole pile of objects that had gone missing had ended up in there. And my parents are the type that they said, you know, you have a demon attached to you, Samuel. You need to go to church. So then they end up contacting a priest. I had to speak with a priest. I got prayed over the whole nine because my parents believe that there are demons attached to me. That's when the paranormal activity in that house got really, really, really bad. So then it was like slamming doors and a whole bunch of stuff. And I think the breaking point for me was when I turned about 17 years old and I had a friend come stay the night. And he left at probably about 2 in the morning, had his mom come pick him up because something kept stomping up and down the stairs to the third floor all night. And he physically saw a shadow person. I had seen it as well. And he looked at me and he said, I'm sorry, I can't stay here. I'll never stay here again. There's something really bad going on here. So my friend goes and he leaves and he posts about it on Facebook. And that's when I was like, okay, you know, I don't want to live here anymore. And I talked to my parents about it. My parents were like, you have demons on you. You're attracting demons. Like you're bringing them into the home, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, whatever. And I ended up moving out the next year. My parents still have very bad paranormal activity at that house, but they refuse to leave because my mom states that God gave her that house. And she has just like lost herself restoring it. But there's a lot of crazy stuff that's unexplainable that happened in the house. So a couple of years ago, my sister and I were looking up the history on that house, and come to find out it was the first hospital in that town. And then it became a furniture store, and then shortly after, a funeral home. And after presenting that, like, to my parents, they were like, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Just last week, my mom called me because my younger brother ended up moving into my old bedroom, which nobody had lived in at the time. It was on the third floor all by itself. And she said, you know, Asa is experiencing things. What exactly did you experience? Because they had never really taken much of what I had said into fruition. And I told her, and she said, okay, whatever, love you, hung up. And I was talking to my grandma about it, and my dad's a really Catholic one. And I was talking to my grandma about it, and she was like, well, you know that we're sensitive to that type of stuff. And I said, what are you talking about, grandma? And she goes, yeah, she was like, my mom used to swear that she would get like premonitions and she would see things, and I've seen things too. And a little backstory, when I was 5, my little brother actually had passed away in another house we lived in, which is why I moved out of that house and into the farmhouse. And my mother, my sister, and my grandmother all predicted how he was going to die. When he was, like, not when he was going to die, but like a general month of when he was going to die and where he was going to die. And they all had seen it in a dream prior to it happening. It was nothing that anybody could have prevented. But that's how he ended up dying. So, you know, she was like, you know that these people dreamt about that before that happened. And they also dreamt about this and that. And I was like, no, I didn't know that. So I talked to my mom about it, and she was like, yeah, that's true. You know, Sarah and I did have that dream, and so did your grandmother. And, you know, there are some people in our family who are sensitive to certain things, but my mom had said that it was because we were so good with God that we were being attacked by demons because we were destined to do good in the world, like with God's work, and that Satan was trying to prevent us from doing that good. And I got contacted by a lady who claimed that she was a medium and that she had to warn us, essentially, because there was an entity that was attached to the home that was evil, and it essentially wanted to do us harm and wanted us out of that house. And I gave my parents the warning, and it's just like, you know, they didn't really believe me or anything. And I came to visit them one time, and I had moved out. I lived an hour north, and I drove down, and I got to the stop sign about a block from my house, and I could smell smoke, which wasn't uncommon because I thought, you know, it was a fireplace burning out of a chimney. You know, it's like a chimney, something like that, because it was kind of colder. And I got around the corner and realized it was their house. It was on fire. And a fire had started in the basement. They still don't know how. And they ended up leaving that house not too long after that. Sat vacant for a while, and then they moved back in because my mom claims that, you know, God had given her that home. So they still live there to that day. It is considered to be one of the more haunted houses in town, actually. And they didn't find that out until the first Halloween that they lived there, when they were doing, like, the spirit walk. And they stopped at that house as one of their stops. Even then, my parents still didn't believe me, or my siblings, or their own eyes. They chalked it up to its demons. It's, you know, a negative entity that wasn't sungodly, so on and so forth. What's kind of creepy about it all is about 5 months ago, about 500 yards from where my parents' house is, it's like the town center, and there's this big gazebo there. They tore down the gazebo that had been there since like 1910 and started doing construction for a hotel. And they had found a Native American burial ground that was there. And essentially they were all buried there. They originally thought that it was like a Native American burial ground that the natives had done, but that was actually where the people who founded the town, which was Thomas Worthington, he and a whole bunch of other people rounded up the entire indigenous population, brought them to the town square, and slaughtered them all, and then buried them right there, just 500 yards from my parents' house. So, you know, they really don't see or deal with that type of stuff anymore. Not that I know of. They don't really talk to me about it, but that's a true experience that I did have in that house. And that house to this day gives me heebie-jeebies. I don't like to go there. I've actually moved 1,000 miles south because I just have no interest in even being in that city or state anymore.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.